Hey friends, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. We are going to talk today about how to have hard conversations and the three magic words to help you instantly diffuse your next hard conversation when emotions are getting high and you're feeling like you're in that fight or flight mode. We're going to talk about what to do. First off, I want to say thank you to everyone who's listened to the show, who's rated the show, and most importantly, have you shared an episode of Brave by Design with your friends? If you haven't done that yet, this might be the time. This is how the show grows. It grows through you sharing these episodes. And so I want to, first of all, thank everyone who has shared the show and encourage you to do that today. This episode is near and dear to my heart. I am someone who was very conflict avoidant growing up. And I'll talk a little bit about why that is, because some of you may have a similar story. Who here grew up with a parent that if you disappointed them, would not talk to you, would ignore you or withhold love? Or would tell you maybe, oh, wow, I'm really disappointed in you for not doing what they wanted. This is the type of parenting that I grew up with, and it is specifically the type of parenting that causes people to become people pleasers, to avoid saying what they mean, to say whatever they can to make sure someone doesn't get upset. So if you had a parent like that, you may have used certain skills as a child to be quiet, to be pleasant, to placate them, so that they didn't get angry at you and ignore you. But if you haven't had any self-awareness around that, you may have carried those into your adult life. And I certainly did. I carried a lot of very unresourceful, people-pleasing behavior, conflict-avoidant behavior into my adult life. And frankly, to be really honest with you guys, it's really only been in the last 5 years that I've been able to confront some of that. And to realize that not everyone is going to ignore you or withhold love if you don't agree with them or if you say something different to their point of view, right? So I say that because it's normal that many of us are conflict avoidant. That's one example. There are many other examples, but a lot of these strategies of avoiding conflict are rooted in our childhood. They're rooted in how we grew up and how we interacted and engaged with our parents. They are taught. They are survival strategies. And if your way of dealing with conflict is leaving you more anxious, more stressed, more overwhelmed, in self-pity, then you probably are working with a strategy that you was really useful as a kid, but not so useful as an adult. So what do we do when we're in conflict? Instead of placating people and, you know, just being like, oh yeah, you're totally right. No, it's all my fault. You're, you know, whatever you say. I want you to consider thinking about conflict as a form of connection, a form of greater understanding, a form of deepening your relationships, your professional, personal relationships. And also remembering, most people, if you grew up in a way, in a world, in a family, where when you said something someone didn't like, they blew up. Remember, a lot of people today don't act that way as adults. Many of us have matured beyond that. Now, I'm not going to say everyone, because we all know someone who loses their you-know-what. But a lot of us have matured beyond that. And so when I encourage you to get into an adult conflict and to use adulting skills, you're going to find that 9 times out of 10, you're going to be met in a much more mature and responsive way than you were as a kid. So let me share what one aspect of conflict with you today. And what's going on when we're angry? What's going on when we're angry is we're usually resentful over something that's happened, and we feel very emotional, and we feel like we have to tell the other person how they made us feel, right? Sometimes that's done in really resourceful ways. Sometimes that's done in less resourceful ways. But the primary thing that most people are trying to get out of the conflict is to be heard, seen, and understood for their point of view. It doesn't mean that you agree with it. It doesn't mean that it's right. But it means that they're sharing their experience with you. And it is our job to hold space to hear about that experience and then engage in conversation around our experience and to ultimately come to mutual understanding based on shared values. So when you are in conflict, I want to share three keywords that I use all the time and I encourage you to use when you're talking to someone and tensions are high. After they explain their point of view, after they explain why they are hurt, why they are angry, why they are bothered, I want you to say this. That makes sense. Using those three key words, that makes sense, immediately will help to diffuse their anger, diffuse their hurt. Because what that does is it says to the other individual, I heard you. I can see your point of view. I am not ignoring your experience. I am affirming that you have had that experience. Okay? That doesn't mean they're right. It doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean that that's the end of the argument. It means I'm confirming that I hear you. And then usually we'll say, that makes sense. So what I hear you saying is, and then you'll repeat back what you heard. You'll get confirmation from them that what you heard is what they were trying to say, because a lot can be lost in conflict, especially when emotions are high. But using the phrase, that makes sense, will immediately help that person regulate more of their emotional volatility and anger in that moment. It helps them feel seen. It helps them feel understood. And it can help you to work towards a resolution. So I really strongly encourage you, in your next conflict, in your next argument, in your next disagreement, bring out that phrase. Share that when someone is explaining their experience, to empathize with them, to understand that you hear their experience. And I guarantee you, that is going to help build the bridge towards greater connection with that individual. It really does make all the difference. In fact, you can say that makes sense. Just start making a habit of it when you're talking to friends and they're explaining their positions on, you know, random things. Make it part of your vocab. Make it part of your lexicon to affirm people, to validate people, because that's ultimately what all of us are looking for. And it is really one of the keys to helping resolve conflict. Friends, it's been such a pleasure to share that tidbit with you today. I hope that makes sense. I couldn't help myself. Okay, until later this week, we have a great episode for you coming up this coming Wednesday. If you are wondering what to do with your life, you're going to want to listen to that one. In the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week ahead, and remember to stay brave.